This is the Shofar Wire Morning Edition. Sound the alarm. Report the truth. Here is the judgment on Edom report. The signs are multiplying, the pressure mounting. We are witnessing the unraveling, the exposure of Edom's grip on the nations. For generations, the descendants of Esau have built their dominion on deceit, on usury, on the suffering of scattered Israel. But Yahuwah is a righteous judge, and the scales are tipping. The great and terrible day draws near, and Edom's foundations are shaking. Consider the so-called strength of the U.S. dollar, a manufactured illusion, a desperate bluff masking the inevitable collapse. Analysts whisper of precariousness, but they miss the divine hand at work. This isn't a financial correction, it's judgment. Edom's relentless printing of money, their endless wars financed by debt, their predatory lending, hallmarks of their control, have brought the world to the brink. The rise in precious metals isn't simply a market reaction, it's a signal. Yahuwah is shifting the foundations of wealth, exposing the emptiness of paper promises, revealing the true value of creation. For too long, Israel has chased the glitter of this world system, forgetting the covenant promises of provision and protection. Now, as Edom's pillars crumble, a turning is required, a return to the true source of wealth, a relationship with the Most High. But the exposure isn't limited to the financial realm. The blood of the innocent cries out, and Yahuwah hears. The stench of hypocrisy rises from the West, from the very nations that claim moral superiority. Reports emerge, sanitized by compromised messengers like the Associated Press, attempting to reconstruct the deliberate slaughter of over 100 children. There is no reconstruction needed. The truth is stark and brutal. Edom's armies, instruments of oppression, have once again demonstrated their utter disregard for innocent life, particularly the lives of those descended from Israel. This is not an isolated incident. Deuteronomy 28 details the curses that would befall the covenant people in exile, and we witness them unfolding before our eyes. Violence, displacement, the shedding of innocent blood at the hands of our enemies. They attempt to conceal the truth, believing they can hide their wickedness from Yahuwah, but the Creator sees all. Every drop of blood demands justice, and the judgment draws closer. We are not to seek salvation in the alliances of Edom, for they are our enemies. And the fractures are deepening, spreading like cracks in a crumbling edifice. Redemption requests are flooding the coffers of institutions like Blue Owl, 38%, 19%, further exposing the fragility of Edom's engineered wealth. These aren't market corrections. They are Yahuwah dismantling the towers of Babel erected by those who profit from suffering. For generations, Edom has enslaved Israel through financial manipulation, leveraging debt to control nations and amass power. The BDCs, which package and sell debt, are now facing a crisis of confidence. Investors, sensing the collapse, are scrambling to withdraw funds, creating a cascading effect. This is a clear sign that Yahuwah is exposing the illusion of prosperity built on lies. Do not be deceived by narratives of unexpected downturns or complex financial instruments. This is a deliberate unraveling, a prophetic fulfillment of Deuteronomy 28. Yahuwah is scattering the wealth of the wicked and returning it to those who keep his covenant. Scattered Israel must remain vigilant, discerning the signs of the times, preparing for the restoration of all things. But the attempts to maintain control are becoming increasingly desperate, increasingly brazen. The International Criminal Court, a body wholly subservient to Western powers, is manipulating its own rules to silence prosecutor Karim Khan. Why? Because he dares to investigate the actions of the State of Israel and its ongoing oppression of the Palestinian people. For years, the ICC has operated as a selective instrument of judgment, targeting those who defy the Edomite world order while shielding its favored nations. Israel has consistently evaded accountability, benefiting from the political protection of its patrons. Now, as Khan's investigations threaten to expose the crimes committed against the rightful inhabitants of the land, the ICC is scrambling to protect its masters. This rule change is a blatant act of interference, demonstrating the lengths to which Edom will go to maintain its control over the narrative. Scattered Israel must not be deceived by these displays of worldly power. Yahuwah's judgment will not be administered by corrupt institutions created by Edom. And finally, the summit in Sintra, not a gathering of sober economic minds, but a brazen display of defiance against the natural order. The assembled central bankers, representatives of the Edomite powers, signaled a continuation of their destructive policies, echoing a self-serving anthem of my way. This isn't merely economic policy. It is a spiritual declaration. These men are affirming their control over the wealth and resources rightfully belonging to the covenant people. They cling to a system built on usury and debt, ignoring the warnings of Deuteronomy 28 and the inevitable consequences of disobedience. Yahuwah is exposing their arrogance and wickedness. The coming turmoil will be a direct result of their stubborn refusal to align with righteousness and justice. Do not be deceived by their pronouncements of stability or recovery. This is a mirage, a carefully constructed illusion designed to delay the inevitable reckoning. The watchman sees it clearly. The pieces are falling into place. The judgment on Edom is underway. Stay watchful, stay ready. Subscribe at shofarwire.com. This has been the Shofar Wire.